I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Project conflicts are like the reality TV. You know, plenty of drama, not too much progress. But here's the twist. The drama isn't the problem. It's what you do with it that makes or breaks your project. When I was still early in my career, I say not even really early mid-career as a project manager, I thought the responsibility meant writing down every comment, every debate, and let's be honest, every jab. Now, if you know how I lead projects and what I always shared with you, then you know I believe in a model that we stand on, that we lean into, that documentation beats conversation. But because of what I learned in my early career, when two senior members got into it, I'll politely call it a design debate over features. I did exactly that. I documented the fight. I sent detailed notes on Tuesday. She said the design was unusable. On Wednesday, he said it was ugly. And I had a flawless paper trail. Therefore, when leadership asked me for a status update, I proudly forwarded my notes, only to get one chilling response back. This is a great recap of the problem, but where's the plan to fix it? That was my wake-up call. I wasn't moving the project forward. I was just the note taker of conflict. The real power of being a project manager isn't recording the drama. It is in creating clarity and charting the path forward. And that's why it brings me to my very first principle, which is principle number one, document the plan, not the fight. When a heated conflict breaks out, the temptation is to capture every word. Who said what? And the back and forth. That's useless, family. Because you know why? People don't need a transcript of the drama. They need clarity on what is actually going to happen next. Your role, your job, again, your mission is to extract that resolution and basically send out the plan, not the argument. Why is this important? Teams often relive arguments, not outcome. I like that, family, because if you document the fight, you feel resentment. If you document the decision, you anchor progress. This distinction is what keeps projects moving forward instead of being stuck in personal grudges. Experiment with these actionable tips. In your meeting notes, basically write, for example, John pushed back hard on this idea. No. Don't write that. What you want to write is the decision. The decision we made is we're going to go with this particular feature instead of this other feature, and this is the reason why, and mark the date. Next one. After a heated argument, or I'll say disagreement, send a neutral recap email. Here's the outcome we aligned on today. And the last and final one, store these decisions in a project tool, whether it be Asana, Jira, Triller, or just even using an Excel document so it's visible to everyone. And I know what you're thinking. Once you get a clear decision written down, the next step is making sure people just don't, nod and walk away. You got to ensure that you secure commitment. Principle number two, get a yes and then write it down. Again, get a yes and write it down. Verbal commitments are slippery. Someone may agree in a heat of a moment, but 3 days later, they'll claim they never said that. Or worse, they'll genuinely forget. Your safeguard is to get a yes in the room and lock it in writing immediately. Why is this important? Without document agreements, conflicts resurface as we talked about before. So the written word holds people accountable, and it's harder, as we say, to moonwalk backwards, or I'll basically say backpedal on the document agreement, than a hallway conversation. Experiment with these actual tips. In discussions with, so are we aligned on this? And then pause until we get a clear yes. Next one. Send a follow-up within 24 hours. Let me park here parenthetically, family. This is my thing. I like sending it 24 hours afterwards. Some people like sending it right after. The reason why I personally like waiting a day afterwards is because now you have to think these stakeholders or these project team members are going from different meetings. Now, when you put it in front of them in the next day, it allows them to say, oh yeah, that's right, I need to get on this per se. So this is what I would normally do as per our conversations. Here's what you agreed to deliver. Next one, store agreements in a central place. I don't care if it's a SharePoint, I don't care if it's a project management tool, but we need to share it somewhere that is not just in your notebook. And I know what you're thinking. Now, getting agreement is one thing, but conflict can actually be valuable if you know how to use it. Principle number three, turn conflicts into lessons. Oh, this is getting good, family, because conflicts isn't just friction, it's data. Every blow up exposes a weakness in your project structure, your communication, and most of all, expectation. I have a motto here as well. A lack of expectation creates a high level of frustration. Let's remix that. What I'm saying is that if we don't set the proper expectation, then frustration will kick in because I don't know, or you don't know what is expected. So again, if you don't analyze these moments, you'll fight the same battles again and again. Why is this important? Mature teams don't just bury conflicts. They study it. They learn from it and they strengthen their process. Otherwise, you'll keep hitting the same wall. Experiment with these actionable tips. In retrospective, ask, what conflict did we face in this sprint and what did it teach us? Next one. Don't focus on who fought. Focus on why it happened. And the last and final one, create a conflict lessons learned. Ooh, I like that. And share it across the project. And one of the fastest ways to break out a conflict is always stop finger pointing and start brainstorming solution. Principle number four, shifting from blame to brainstorming. I like that. See, conflict conversations get stuck in blame. Who messed up? Who didn't deliver? That keeps everyone locked in the past. Your job is to pull people in to the brainstorming mode where the energy shifts from accusation to problem solving. Why is this important? Projects only move forward when the focus is on fixing and not finger pointing. Again, the projects only move forward when the focus is on fixing, not finger pointing. Blame breeds defensiveness and brainstorming breeds collaboration. I like that. Experiment with these actionable tips. Redirect with, instead of who caused this, let's ask a better question. How can we prevent this next time? Next one, use the what if language. What does that look like? Instead of saying, why didn't you do that? Say, what if we tried this way? Or what if we went about it doing it this way? This creates, opens the mind up to start thinking outside of the blame game. And the last and final one, capture all ideals visibly, meaning a whiteboard, my favorite, mural boards, or shared documents to shift focus to an actual solution. But remember, don't assume people naturally know how to do this. Most professionals never got conflict training. Principle number five, don't assume people know how to handle conflict. Most professionals either avoid conflict until it explodes or blow up at the smallest spark. Rarely do people have formal conflict training. As PMs, you have to set the tone and sometimes give them the tools. Why is this important? If you don't set the rules of engagement, you spend your career as a referee instead of a leader. Experiment with these actual tips. At the kickoff, meaning at the set part, we need to establish some ground rules. For example, respect for each other, no personal attacks, and my favorite and the most important, we just need to stick to the facts. Next one. In the moment, remind the team, let's keep this about the work, not each other. Again, let's keep this about the work, not each other. And the last and final one, coach individuals afterwards on better ways to raise issue. And when you set the ground rules, there are conflicts you can't solve yourself. That's when it comes time to escalate. Principle number six, know when to escalate. Not every battle is yours to fight. Some conflicts, meaning budget wars, political turf wars, client-vendor disputes, belong at a higher level. Why is this important? If you try to hold on to conflicts you don't have the authority to solve, your project stalls and you lose credibility. Experiment with these actual tips. First, attempt a resolution at your level, and then escalate should be your last resort. And when you make the attempt to, when I use the word attempt, I don't mean that loosely, I mean firmly. When you provide a resolution, you need to, when you get ready to escalate, you need to include what your resolution is. So now we know that resolution didn't work, or maybe we needed more leadership presence around that. All right, next one. When escalating, present facts, impacts, and 2 to 3 options, not just complaints. And the last and final one, keep escalations professional. And please, I'm asking you, make it solution focused. But whether you solve it yourself or escalate it, how you communicate in the moment determines whether conflict dies down or explode. Principle number 7, choose your words carefully. Again, choose your words carefully. When words can escalate or calm conflict instantly, one careless phrase can burn a bridge you'll need later. Why is this important? People rarely forget how you spoke to them under pressure. If you make them feel attacked, even unintentionally, the relationship may never fully recover. Again, people rarely forget how you spoke to them under pressure. If you make them feel attacked, even unintentionally, the relationship may never fully recover. Experiment with these actual tips. Switch up your vocabulary. Instead of saying, you missed this, say, hey, the deadline slipped. What are your thoughts on how we can recover? Next one. Avoid absolutes like, you're always late, you'll never do it, this will never happen. Instead of saying, what you could say is, how can we? What do you need from me? And the last and final one, use we language. We need to get this back on track. And no matter what you say, your delivery matters even more. That's why the calmest person in the room always wins. Be the calmest person in the room. Principle number 8, be the calmest person in the room. When conflict spikes, all eyes swing to the PM. Your composure sets the tone for everyone else. Why is this important? If you panic or get defensive, you give permission for everyone else to spiral. Staying calm or having that energy allows you to lead through the storm. Experiment with these actual tips. Pause before responding. Silence signals control, not weakness. And the next one, keep your tone steady, even if others are heated. And the last and final one, family, use open body language, meaning leaning in slightly, open hands, steady eye, making eye contact. Because listen, conflict isn't the enemy. Mismanaged conflict is. If you document clearly, communicate carefully, stay calm, you could transform arguments into alignment and come out stronger on the other side. Well, family, if you stayed this long with me, I truly appreciate it. I want you to understand, again, that conflict isn't the enemy. Mismanaged conflict is. Arguments don't kill project. Avoidance does. Face conflict head on, and you'll turn battles into breakthroughs. If you're new to the episode, I go by the name of ED. For all you smart, intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.